The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, it's Kieran McGuinness. It is the All Irish Hour here on Radio Nova, and we're joined by James Vincent McMorrow.
Hi.
Hi. Great to have you. Yes, and we're going to be doing a little bit of a co-present, chatting about the brand new album and playing songs that he has chosen, like this one by U2 called The Fly. James, why is this so good?
Because this was one of the first songs. This made me fall in love with music, walking home from school, listening to this song.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And
I think it's just been listed as one of the best albums of all time or something by the Choice Music Prize. So it's very timely.
Yeah.
Playing that album, I believe, in the Sphere. Have you been to the Sphere, James? Do you want to go to the Sphere?
I have heard that it is one of the greatest and also most disorientating?
Yeah.
Experiences. So I do want to see it, but I don't know. I feel like I would be the guy that like has to be taken to, like, there's a quiet room where you go and it's the sensory overload happens.
Yeah, it's I don't know. And apparently the there isn't like a PA system. You just have speakers on your seat.
It's I've watched YouTube videos about this.
Okay.
So it's behind the LED screen. So it's basically like thousands of tiny speakers, for want of a better term. And they're all basically, I'm not projecting enough, am I not?
Just come in a little.
Okay. Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently, like, wherever you move, you're getting, like, 100% of the sound all the time. Apparently, it sounds incredible.
I go to it. It's not an ad for YouTube we're doing right now, but if it was, go to the Sphere. We are chatting today because James Vincent McMorrow has just announced his seventh album, which is called Wide Open Horses, and it's out on the 14th of June. You can pre-order it now. He's just released the single Never Gone. I'm talking to the audience here, James.
You're telling me what I've been doing this last week.
You know what you're doing.
Thank you.
Just released the single Never Gone, which is, I think, the first track on the album as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a really arresting listen. It's a real kind of, there's a lot of emotion in it. I really enjoy listening to the new singles. What is this time in the 2 months or whatever before you release? What does this feel like to you normally?
This period. I mean, I don't love it. I love the first days of like announcing, it feels really special, and then you kind of lock into this strange cycle of like every day, every week is just like, it's going to be press, it's going to be promo, it's going to be really boring requests, you know what I mean? Like I understand that that's part of, you know, making records, but I just like making records, so the idea of exploring it and sharing it with people is really exciting to me, and all the other stuff I can deal with, but this one I'm very excited by.
Excited by
sounds a bit weird. I'm excited by my record.
No, it's you have to be excited by it. We just released an album, and it was 6 months, I think, before, between us announcing it and releasing it. Or not, maybe not 6 months, but, you know, due to pressing. But anyway, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Jesus, you know, I'm happy enough to get it out. So I can imagine. You shot a video in the Wicklow Mountains for the new single, Never Gone. The recording of the song on the video, I mean, that would nearly be enough. It's a brilliant recording.
Thank you.
It did look cold, though.
It was unbelievably... I had this idea to do it, and then the weather is just so changeable that as soon as the weather looked like it might be nice, I got in my car, called the camera guy, called a couple of the people that worked for me and was like, we need to be up there in 30 minutes. Didn't think about the weather at all. So I got there, and what I was wearing was all I had, and it was... it was biblically, my hands, it took like 2 or 3 days for my hands to sort of like thaw out. You know that feeling where you're like, yeah, it's gross, where you think your nails are going to pop out? It was like that kind of feeling.
I recorded something similar in New York during a thing called a reverse cyclone or something. It was like insanely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And actually at the end of the video, the guitars are out of tune and our fingers are so cold that you couldn't play. So I was like, I felt your pain watching it.
Yeah, but it looked good and it sounded, and I had spent a huge amount of time in my back garden prepping mics. So like they were all sitting in like, they're called dead cats, are they? Where they're like basically mufflers to stop
dead cats,
the wind.
Yeah, that's what I call them.
So I had like three mics. I had fallback mics and laptops and everything. So
yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's a really cool video. Go and check that out. The video is online. James Vincent McMorrow is co-presenting the show with us tonight. How are you doing, James?
Good. It sounded like you said Jane Vincent McMorrow.
Is that Jane? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just change that in my notes. What have I been saying this whole time? James Vincent McMorrow is co-presenting the show, so you chose a couple of songs for us tonight. The Fly, obviously by U2, was one of them. The next one is kind of a classic Irish tune. Brennan. Director is the band. I think it's from 2006, and the song is Reconnect. Why did you choose this song?
Well, it is a classic. Like, I feel like this song is like impeccably well written and is kind of a little bit slept on. I feel like in the canon of Irish tunes, it's right up there for me. And we're all from Malahide. And my first tour was opening for them. I think around the time they were making their second record, maybe, or between. So,
2008 or something like that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And it was an interesting time. I learned a lot about touring and what to do and what not to do, I guess, from that. But
What do you not do?
I think it was just an interesting process. I was taking a lot in at the time, and I took a lot in from their process in terms of how they were. But I just think Michael is a great songwriter. Was sounds like he's dead. He's not. He's still alive.
they were slightly ahead of us, so we watched them. You know yourself, like, you know, the bands that are in a similar kind of vibe or world to you, and just like a year or two ahead, you feel like you're just watching them to see what they do. So we were doing that too. Yeah,
yeah. But I have a lot of love for it. Like, I think there's a lot of Irish bands that were doing a lot of things, and even if I didn't like the music, I was always a fan of Irish bands in the world. I thought it was impressive.
If you'd like to ask James a question, maybe towards the end of the show, we will ask some questions. Got some nice ones in. 087-1818-100 or at Radio Nova 100 on Twitter or Facebook. And we're very lucky, as I said, that James is in studio with us right now. How are you doing so far, James?
I'm good, as well as anyone can be, having listened to themselves over speakers.
I was going to say, what do you do if you're driving in the car and one of your songs comes on? Are you like, no one's looking at me, I can never listen to this?
It would depend on the song. There's some songs, like, I like how this sounds. I spent a lot of time on it, so I'd want to.
Fair.
But that's not true of everything. You know, my first record was played at the radio a lot, and I made that with one microphone, and it sounds like it was made at one microphone.
So you hear the kind of the bits that you would change, the production issues. Yeah.
So with the first couple of records, I hear the mistakes.
I hear the arguments between internally in my band.
It's
just fun. I relive them. But so the new album is called Wide Open Horses. Before we go on, Wide Open, Horses. Is it that you're saying that you're in the wide open and there's horses, or are you telling some horses that you're wide open?
It could be whatever you want it to be. I really liked, so when Radiohead released A Moonshaped Bull, there was a lot of discourse on Reddit about what the album title meant. And it was like people were like writing thesis about it. And it was ridiculous, but really lovely, and kind of spoke to like that sort of fanny, nerdy part of music that I grew up in and obsessed with. So I wasn't doing that to try and emulate that. It was a lyric that was in the song Wide Open Horses. And I just liked how it read. And then the lyric didn't end up being in the song at all. It got changed and edited out at the last second. But I just liked how it read. And I liked the comma. I like a good comma from time to time.
That's good, yeah. We had an album called Unbroken Untied.
Yeah.
And everyone called it Unbroken United. Because if you just glance at it. Anyway, let's not get into that. So the album is out on the 14th of June. From what I've heard so far, it's I don't know whether you like these words, but there's a soulfulness, there's a sweetness to them, there's a directness. The next song we're about to play, Never Gone, has a real build in a way that's kind of, you know, I think a little exciting in the way it moves, I think is great. But the album, I think this is really interesting. You've talked about how the album is, it's kind of like about, you say, I've come to terms with the fact when I die, I'll be forgotten and it's okay, we all will. It felt ridiculous to fight it. Embracing it was very freeing. And I think the songs that I've heard so far from the album, or what I've read, the theme of it seems to be like looking for an escape from something, or looking for freedom, or wanting to, you know, focus on the stuff that brings you away from maybe the badness in the world. Is there a bit of that?
Yeah, I think everybody is faced with an insane amount of toxicity and intensity in their lives that we've just sort of taken on as if there was no other option. I'm not just specifically talking about social media or whatever else. It's just generally in life, we're bombarded with information and people shouting very loudly, and we often find ourselves listening to the loudest person and coming through in music at a time when like my first album was 2010, so I like very much social media from the inception point of my career and my life, and I've always understood it, but I've seen it kind of grow and I've seen it change, and I've seen sort of like the toxicity of it all kind of build up for me. So the idea of being loud in order to be heard always felt like something I had to do, but something that I'm desperately uncomfortable doing. and has led me down some roads musically that I just wouldn't want to go down again. Mm. So for nothing else, I just wanted to make music that kind of like stood behind a principle that I could maybe live in my life a little bit, if that makes sense, without sounding ridiculous.
No, that makes sense. And one of the things that was interesting about this album, from a sort of an outside perspective, was that before you recorded the album, you played, and any song was released, you played the entire album live in the NCH and then recorded that.
Yeah.
So that's a really interesting process creatively. And why, it's like something a band would do in their first album.
Yeah.
And so what did you learn from that that you took into the album?
So much. I actually spent an hour listening to the two nights earlier on today, because we're going to mix them and release them along with the album.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it was a really weird, it was a thought experiment. I've never done that before. Every song I've ever written, a bar, maybe a handful, has been fully realized in the studio, kind of from start to finish. I wanted to not do that. I wanted to do it differently. I wanted to build it from the ground up the right way.
Well, look, you know, the songs sound really, you know, kind of like they've always sort of been there. They sound like kind of classics already, which is fantastic. The first song in the album is called Never Gone, and it's the newest single. Again, there's a brilliant video of it, of you playing really coldly, not coldly, but being cold, playing it warmly on top of a mountain. So James Vincent McMorrow, this is Never Gone. You said that it's kind of indicative, or it has the kind of feeling of the album in it.
Yeah, definitely. Everything that the record has, that song has, like the journey that it goes on, it is definitely like reflected in the whole album for sure.
There's some tasty banjo in there.
Thank you. Yes. I haven't played the banjo on a record in a minute, but it felt good.
Well, it's good. So look, I'm excited about the album. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but I'm excited about getting it. And so it's coming out on the 14th of June. So looking forward to the songs that come. And it's a really good vibe. It kind of sounds like the last two albums. There's a kind of a circling back a little to what where you started from with Early in the Morning. Is that deliberate, or is it just where you're kind of settling musically?
I think coming out of the COVID years, I think there's definitely like a nostalgic thing that kicked in for a lot of people. I started listening to a lot of music I hadn't listened to in a long time. I started thinking about my own career in a slightly more like, not reflective way, but just, I definitely took a lot of stuff for granted. I was learning a lot in those years, and I was very obsessed with like moving forward and evolving and technology. And I just found myself leaning on analog and things I'd learned and trying to put them. I realized I hadn't put a lot of stuff into practice. I hadn't tried a lot of things, and I loved making those records. When you remove all the stress and trauma of it all, it was brilliant fun, and I wanted to have fun again. And that's just where I'm happiest.
Well, speaking of that, one of the things that you've kind of really got, what's the right phrase, you've gone for recently is production. I mean, I don't know how many albums you've produced before, but you produced the Scratch album, which is up for the Choice Music Prize. That's a dumb question, but how many have you done any full albums with bands before?
Yeah, this is probably like full album number 3 or 4.
Okay,
I've done quite a bit in the last few years, but a lot of one-off singles and stuff. This was the first time I'd gone in from the ground up with a band and kind of stayed with them through the entire process.
Yeah, the Scratch on Radio Nova. Cheeky Bastard is the name of the song. The album is Mind Yourself. Was that enjoyable? Was it an enjoyable process?
It was an unbelievably eye-opening process. I've never been in with the band before. I've never seen that dynamic. And just like trying to, I was almost like the counselor as well as like the producer, which I loved. Like, I mean, it was stressful, but I really loved being around them. I'm just, they're great, interesting, intense people that care deeply about what they do. And were willing to fight with me over things. And I like to fight in the studio. I like to have a fight over a drum sound or...
A passionate fight about something important.
Yeah, like it's a great... It's therapy for all of us.
Well, it's been nominated for the Choice Music Prize. So in any kind of metric, it's a huge success. So congratulations on that. We're going to play some brand new music after this. I hope you like My Bloody Valentine style shoegaze. You do?
Oh, you're talking to me. I thought you were talking to your listeners.
Well, I am. Listener,
you are.
I also hope you enjoy that.
I do. It's not about me. It's about the listeners. But I do enjoy shoegaze. I do enjoy the look.
So look, you're in because we're chatting about the brand new album. It's called Wide Open Horses, which I like to think is that you're talking to horses and you're saying, wide open horses.
Yeah. The door is wide open.
You're setting them free.
Yeah, that sounds nice actually when you say it like that.
Is there going to be a tour? Is there going to be gigs?
Yes, there will be lots of shows. I can't talk about any of them right now because we don't announce for a couple of weeks, but there will be
Okay, and we're going to do an exclusive right now, and the big gig is in.
Beep.
Oh, dear. Okay. So there's going to be gigs, there's going to be tours, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. The album is out on the 14th of June. It is Wide Open Horses. Have you done any radio kind of presenting before, and would you do it?
That's why I'm here. This is my shot.
Oh, no.
I haven't done anything before. I do like radio. I like talking. It's nice to talk about music. It's nice to share music that you love with people. Exactly. It's a lovely thing to do.
It's beautiful.
You're very lucky, man.
I know I'm very lucky. So let's do a little bit of DJing. James is going to introduce the next song. And the song that you've chosen tonight is Bellex One and Tongue.
Yes.
So why is this a song that you are a fan of?
I just think it's a belter of a tune. Amazing riff. Love Bellex One. Love Paul Noonan. My first tour in the US was opening for Bellex One in 2010, 2011. So I just have a lot of fond memories of them. This is Tongue, 2003 re-recording.
Okay, before we do that, have you enjoyed yourself tonight?
But no, I've already done it. We got to go. We got to play the song.
No, I've had a great time. I was going to do a little end of
that's all
chat.
Good. I've had a great time. It's really enjoyable. You're standing.
I'm standing.
It's
your core.
Aerodynamic at play. You're lording over me, but that's okay.
I don't wear it lightly. It's true. It's been a pleasure to have you. Congratulations on the new album, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Can you please chat us out tonight by introducing Bellex One's song, and we'll talk to you very, very soon, James.
Yeah, no, I've already done it, so I won't do it again.
Oh my God.
No, this is Tongue, 2003 re-recording. None of that early nonsense by Bellex One.
It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.